The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Everybody, Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass. Together, Ray and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this, the final day of January, Wednesday, the 31st of January 2018. And Ray, this will go into the record books again. Another record-breaking hot month. Actually, it's been going on since October. So we've got a streak going here of like the four hottest months together. It's been a really crazy kind of year. This high pressure just sort of parked over our area, and it's been really warm and very dry. Hardly a drop of rain this year. But anyway, the Buckmaster Show comes to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. We have our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Our live line number, 790-2040. If you'd like to pick up the phone, give us a call. If you've got a question or comment for Ramon Valadez, Pima County Supervisor, Supervisor Valadez with me in studio. He's a good sport about taking your calls, and he would be happy to answer your questions. Supervisor, how are you?
I'm doing spectacular, Bill. Thank you for the invitation to join you today.
Well, we wanted to get you on earlier. First, you had the flu. Then about a week later, I got it. I hadn't had the flu in about 15 years. And it's like I'm over at Rincon Market having one of those wonderful cinnamon rolls on a Sunday afternoon. Like 2 hours later, I've got a temperature of 103.
Wow.
I mean, whoa. So that, you know, they always say, well, how do you tell the difference between the flu and a cold? Well, fever is the big indicator.
That might be it.
Yeah. Luckily, Tamiflu got a hold of a dose of that and knocked the fever down in like one day. Pretty amazing. Next board meeting, which is this Tuesday, again, this whole idea of a sales tax for Pima County road repairs will be readdressed. What is your plan? We had your colleague, Supervisor Christie, on the program last week, and Steve outlined what he would like to see. Let's dive into this. What do you have in mind?
Well, what we did is that we got a whole series of county attorney opinions and what we could and couldn't do, which at this point we have released to the public. So I'm actually free to talk about it. The first one of which talked about very simply whether or not we had an ability to refer a half-cent sales tax to the voters. We do not. Because the county only has the ability to do those things that the legislature has given us and put into law.
Okay.
And while other counties may have that ability, we do not.
Okay.
Okay? The other part of that issue was we had asked the county attorney to opine for us on whether or not we could delegate certain responsibilities, that being the creation and collection of revenues and the allocation and appropriation of where it goes. And the county attorney returned the opinion that no, those two functions we could not delegate. Because part of the original part of the discussion was whether or not we wanted to have the RTA do the second part of that equation. And we wanted to make sure we obviously, whatever we're doing is within the parameters of the law. So given those two parameters, back in November, I directed staff to come up with a plan with a number of things. I said, look, in 10 years, we have the roads repaired. What they've come back with as a potential plan that we're going to be discussing next Tuesday is a plan that says for the unincorporated roads, 10-year repair period. And the plan itself will have when it's repaired, how much it's going to spend, when it's going to be spent, and then when it's going to be serviced so that it maintains that level of standard. Okay. Hmm. So it would be very, very detailed.
This would all be articulated and very all laid out.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And people will be able to go online and just look at it for their roads. Obviously, we don't have that level of control within the jurisdictions, but we're going to work with the jurisdictions in Pima County to see if we can get a similar standard with them as well. So that those discussions have to be ongoing. But those roads that we have direct control over, which is unincorporated, will be repaired within that 10-year cycle.
Hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Number two, this is where I put it in is I wanted property tax relief.
Mm-hmm.
We have been there's two reasons for that. First of all, right now the primary source of revenues for the Pima County is property tax. We are the only county in the whole of Arizona that relies on a single source of revenue.
And why is that?
It is because the legislature put into law that that has to be a unanimous vote for the board to assess a sales tax. If you look at Maricopa County that we're often compared to, and you compare their property tax to our property tax, well, let's see, we have property tax. Everything comes out of property tax. In their case, they've got property tax. They've got a sales tax for their jail district. They've got a secondary property tax for their jail district. For the hospital district. So that they've got multiple sources of income.
And we've got one.
So it's a little bit, when I tell people, look, which has got more reliability and is more stable, a unicycle or a bicycle?
Mm-hmm.
That's very clear. You got one tire or you got two.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's a reason of stability and reliability. The cycles in economics when sales tax goes up and down is very different than that of property taxes, so that you've got more reliability because you've got two sources of income. Okay. Number two, what we've also discovered over the last 5 to 10 years, because of our single source being the only source of revenue, it has to be higher than others. Why? Because everybody else has other sources of income to fund their government operations. We have one. So when you compare apples to apples, which is all their sources versus our one, it's fairly comparable on a per capita basis, but people don't do that. It's easy to compare, well, their property tax is low and yours is high. Well, they've got multiple sources of revenue. That has made us a target for the legislature, bluntly. Mm-hmm. And so if we, particularly in TUSD, where the 1% homeowners cap exists, we don't want to be a target anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Let somebody else have that bullseye on their back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the reason. The plan right now, as it's going to be discussed next Tuesday, has an element where up front for the first few years, it is only roads. And then subsequently, slowly, so that the roads are repaired within that 10-year cycle that we're talking about, it slowly increases the property tax component to the last 2 to 3 years in the plan will actually be 100% once the roads are repaired. So we need to have that discussion. And then one of the other things that is going to be in the resolution, because there's two parts, there's going to be the discussion we're having next Tuesday will be on the plan. The plan will actually then go into an ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
That will be, God willing, adopted by a board by a simple majority. It will have the power.
That was my question. Would that require the 5-0 vote?
No. It will be a simple majority, 3 or more votes.
Okay.
Will place that plan as an ordinance. It will have the power of law. Remember what the plan has. It has how much, when, where, and where it's going to be serviced again. So it'll have all the details of where it's going to be spent and how it's going to be spent. That will have the power of law.
Okay? And it will be an ordinance.
Correct.
Hmm.
The sales tax will have a number of different components. What we're looking at is in our discussions with Supervisor Christie is he'd like to have the RTA involved. So we're the resolution, which is going to put a half-cent sales tax into place, will have the half-cent sales tax, will have management by the RTA, and will have our poison pill.
Which is?
If this or any other future board attempts to use these monies for anything other than roads and property tax relief, it automatically goes away.
Huh. Hmm. Okay.
And those three components will be – and the second component, which does require the supermajority or the unanimous vote, which it will be the resolution later on.
Mm-hmm. But am I hearing you that that's the unanimous vote would be down the road? This would start the process going with the ordinance.
The discussion that we're going to have next Tuesday will be on the actual plan, which then based on that discussion –
which requires a three – votes.
Which the ordinance will require three votes. The ordinance won't be what we're voting on next week. We're having a discussion to continue directing staff.
Okay.
Because this is the board's plan. And this comes from the discussion that we had in November. It comes from the memo I sent to the two sales or the two advisory committees, the Transportation Advisory Committee and the Sales Tax Advisory Committee. Both Steve and I have presented before them. Mm-hmm. Steve and I have talked. We've talked.
Well, it sounds like you and Steve have kind of compromised here.
Yeah, and frankly, you know what? The bottom line is the winner needs to be our community.
Yeah.
And if we compromise and we figure it out and we solve a problem, who's the winner? All of us.
Let's take our break right here, 12:15 now on The Buckmaster Show. We'll talk some more about this situation with our roads with Ramon Valadez right after this, 790-2040, if you have any questions. An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Bon Voyage Travel's 2018 Travel Showcase is back. With over 30 travel companies to share their knowledge and a room full of travel professionals, you can't go wrong. Planning the perfect vacation takes time and involves quite a bit of research. Bon Voyage Travel is here to simplify the process and ensure you always receive the best value. Join us February 3rd at La Paloma from noon to 4 p.m. There will be presentations, exclusive offers, prizes, and a show floor giving you the opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation with us. Call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday, our monthly showdown features commentators Joseph Morgan and David Morales. Then we'll look skyward with comet discoverer Dr. David Levy. It's all happening during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. Also, our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show on this final day of January. Ramon Valadez is with us, but before we get back to our interview with Supervisor Valadez, I want to tell our, and gladly so, Green Things is the place to go for all of your, well, Green Things. They're on 13 acres at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk. It's a beautiful property. Just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, they're on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Supervisor Valdez, do you and your lovely wife do any gardening?
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I looked this morning and our peach tree is blooming.
What?
Our peach tree is blooming.
This time of year?
Yes.
Well, that's probably because we're having all this record heat.
I agree.
But anyway, check out Green Things. They've got all these wonderful gardening workshops pretty much every weekend. GreenThingsAZ.com is the website where you can learn all about about their products. Anyway, we've been talking about what's going to happen next with Pima County Roads. Let's go to Chuck, who called us at 790-2040. Hey, Chuck.
Hello. Good afternoon. Supervisor Valdez.
Yes, sir.
As I understand it right now, it takes a 5-0 vote to implement any type of sales tax by the county.
That is correct.
So you as a county have been lobbying the state legislature to grant you the permission to implement a sales tax through a simple majority. And you're doing that through one Senate bill and one House bill. But you're also lobbying the Senate to also allow you to increase our motor vehicle tax every year.
Hmm. Well,
is this true or not? Because it's 1146 is a bill.
At this point, Chuck, I can tell you that we've been very supportive and we've been very broad in terms of the legislative agenda, in terms of supporting bills that increase our ability to meet the need for transportation, just pavement preservation. I will also tell you that we're not sponsoring any bill. We are supporting bills that are sponsored by other organizations and other members. So would we be supportive of it? Probably, but it's not our bill.
All right. Chuck did say something about the simple majority, and I don't believe that's correct. It would not be a simple majority to change that from a unanimous, correct?
My understanding right now, and I haven't looked right now, I mean, I'm a former member of both the House and the Senate, but I haven't looked as to what's been sponsored. There was going to be a bill sponsored by one of the counties up in the northwestern part of Arizona that was going to change the majority to a supermajority, so a requirement of 4 out of 5.
All right. Now, getting back to what's going to happen on Tuesday, you said that there would be
the legal department could start the process toward an ordinance. Now, what are we talking about in terms of money here, bottom line, and the amount of roads that could be fixed over what period of time?
What we're talking about essentially is if we created a half-cent sales tax this year sometime, it would raise somewhere around $80 to $88 million a year. And if you take a look at that by comparison to the 25-cent property tax that we put into place last July, that generated $19.6 million. So $19.6 from the property tax, or $85 million a year. The problem of the pavement preservation for the region is somewhere around $800 million to $1 billion.
Whoa.
Now, if you look at generating... yes. If you look at actually solving the problem, you get to it a lot quicker through a process that generates 85-ish million dollars a year than you do at $19.6 million, which is, I commonly refer to as a half a drop in the bucket. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a drop right. in the bucket in the right direction,
right.
but awfully slow. So that's what we're looking at in terms of what the generation is, as well as the size of the problem.
Again, what would the RTA's role be in this? Because both you and Supervisor Christie have had plans here on the table, and the RTA is mentioned, but what's their role?
And Supervisor Christie had wanted the RTA originally be involved in it. When we got the legal opinions that I referred to earlier, it became really clear that they couldn't be involved in both of those two components. When we put together the plan that I'm proposing, is that I only dealt with those two components, leaving management as a issue to be decided on. I have asked, as has Steve, for a recommendation from our Sales Tax Advisory Committee. So we will take their recommendation and advisement when we make our decision on who manages it. Steve from the first day had wanted the RTA to manage the program, mm-hmm. Which legally, so long as we've put the ordinance into place, they're managing the ordinance, mm-hmm. which legal counsel has determined we can do. So that's the involvement. But again, that's a decision. And when I presented before the Sales Tax Advisory Committee several weeks ago, I asked them, look, these are the things you need to begin considering for us, and we're looking for a recommendation on the management of the RTA. They asked me repeatedly which way I favored. I said, look, I'm open either way. I'm the county rep to the RTA, so I sit on the RTA board. I can tell you that right now, the RTA is open to either way. If it increases confidence in the fact that our plan is going to be followed through, particularly if there's oversight or if there's another mechanism for oversight, then great, let's do it that way.
And again, you said something at the beginning of the program, we're the only county that relies strictly on property tax. And could you explain that again briefly, why that is? Is that some historic thing or what?
What basically happened is that there are different mechanisms for doing it. The legislature, when it adopts law, divides what certain counties can do based on population. Along that process, every other county in Arizona adopted a sales tax. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one.
Why did this county not?
Because from the day one, we required a unanimous vote. And at one point, back around between 2008 and 2012, we considered it for a mixture of including property tax relief and some transportation then, but we couldn't get the fifth vote. It didn't come to the board agenda. But now at this point, it's like I said when we adopted the budget last year, is that, look, folks, no one's coming to our rescue. The state of Arizona is not coming to our rescue. The federal government is not coming to our rescue. Pima County has to solve our own problems or not at all. Some people are gonna have issues with it. I understand that. But the issue is we either solve the problem or we don't. And if we don't, the roads aren't going to keep getting better. They're going to keep getting worse. So it's time we show leadership and solve our own problems.
All right. So this will come up at the board meeting on Tuesday, correct?
Correct.
All right. Supervisor Ramon Valdez, we'll figure out when we get you back on, and we'll talk some more about that and find out what went on Tuesday, what the final decision was. But this is kind of preliminary, right, Tuesday?
Correct.
Yeah.
The preliminary plan, this will be a discussion on the plan. Mm-hmm. Then obviously we're looking at a potential date in March for the actual ordinance. And finally, the final step, which will be the resolution for the half-cent sales tax sometime in April.
All right. Ramon Valdez, thank you very much. Hope you have a great week.
Thank you, Bill. And thank you for the invitation. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thanks a lot. All right. We'll be back with Ryan Hansen of Bon Voyage Travel. Going to talk about the big travel show that's coming up at the West in La Paloma. It's always a great event. We'll be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Time for one of my favorite segments, our travel segment, with our Buckmaster Show travel industry contributor. He is Ryan Hansen, President Chief Operating Officer for Bon Voyage Travel, which is celebrating more than 40 years of delivering a wide range of travel-related services to Arizonans through their four offices, three of those offices located here in Southern Arizona. And they have a very strong internet presence. You have to now in the travel business. Their website is bvtravel.com. Let the travel experts at Bon Voyage let you travel like an insider. Ryan, how are you?
I'm excited.
Well, you should be. You have a very, very big day coming up with the annual Bon Voyage Travel Show at the Westin La Paloma. I had the honor last year of speaking at one of the groups, and I enjoyed talking very much to travelers. And what I learned, Ryan, is a lot of folks coming to the event, and it was record attendance last year, and we expect another huge crowd this year. What they told me is they're going to the show not necessarily, they may have kind of a Europe, kind of thinking Europe, maybe a river cruise, but they are open to some of the great ideas they're going to hear at the event.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point. It's not a show where you come and you're ready to book because you've done all the research or you know exactly where you want to go. Our hope is that you come ready to engage with us, and that what I mean is you've opened your mind to new destinations, new ways of getting there, and then you leave inspired because you found a place that you never thought of before, or a way to get there, or a way to inspire yourself, and you say, you know what? I want to go there. And then we start the planning process. This is that whet your appetite for a new place or a new way to get there type of a showcase. So I hope that appeals to a lot of people in Tucson, and we'll see you at the La Paloma event on Saturday.
And it is the perfect time of year because right about now, a lot of us are dreaming of a summer vacation. And really, when I talk about summer vacation, for me, it's kind of that May 1st through September period. That's kind of like the prime time for travel. And I think the show is kind of gearing towards some of that bookings as well in that period.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that is the heavy portion of travel. But we also will throw in, and you and I have talked about this off air, but I'm going to be hosting a seminar, a couple different seminars on Saturday. And I say seminars because it is more of an educational side. Mm-hmm. And it'll be 15-minute consumable bites. And I'm going to be talking about the top travel destinations of 2018.
Ooh.
And a couple of those destinations don't fall into your traditional May to September summer travel schedule. Mm-hmm. They're going to fall on different times of year. And I'll give you two of the top travel destinations.
Please do.
I'm going to talk about, and then you'll have to come to the presentation to find out why.
Let me hear it.
Japan is off the charts right now. So Tokyo and Japan and the island of Japan is off the charts. And the other one we have talked about before, but one of my favorite spots is Antarctica.
Mm.
And there are multiple ways to get there from a very adventurous way to more soft adventure. So it meets the needs of a lot of different people. But those would be two of my top six that I'll be presenting in some quick bites. But those don't typically fall. You don't travel to Antarctica in the summertime
No, it's the reverse season,
of course,
down in Antarctica. And that's an area that even if you are a seasoned traveler, I mean, I like to say I've been to every continent with the exception of Antarctica. And that's the kind of thing seasoned travelers really have that on their bucket list. That's not the kind of thing usually you can plan independently. You need a travel professional, one of the experts,
at Bon Voyage to get you really going on that one.
That's right. It's not the things that you know about. It's the questions you don't even know to ask.
Right.
Those are the answers we want to provide you. That's where the expertise comes into play. And so that's just a little snippet of one of the seminars I'll be hosting. I'll also be hosting a Choose the Right River Cruise.
Oh, River Cruise, and of course,
still
we've talked about that. It's, I would say 2017, it was the hot not destination, but kind of the way to travel now.
That's right. So I'll be giving top five itineraries, top five reasons to travel on a river cruise that maybe is different from a land vacation or an ocean cruise.
Can you give us one of the five?
One of the five reasons to travel on a river cruise, unpack once. That also lines up with ocean cruising, so I love that as a differentiator to get you to unpack once and really, truly relax. But if you say, well, I can do the land portion, I don't mind. Well, you're not going to be riding in a bus all day long on a river cruise. You're going to actually be in destination, walking the city on a bicycle, riding through Vienna. So you will get to unpack once and get to destinations that ocean cruise lines can't get you to.
And the river cruise also appeals to the folks that maybe feel that ocean cruising may not be to their liking because of seasickness. A river cruise is pretty much like, it's going to be pretty calm.
Very calm, and it's
you've done it.
Yeah, I have, and it's you're working with hundreds of people, not thousands of people, as far as passengers. So I do love docking in the heart of the city, and your steps away from some historical, wonderful culture. The destination is the destination versus the ship being the destination. That'd be
That's
a huge differentiator.
That is a good definition, and also you had a great experience in Vienna, and it's not just going to these wonderful places like Vienna, but when you get there, people, your experts, your travel professionals at Bon Voyage Travel can give you kind of the insider kind of trips.
And some of the insight is as simple as which hotel to stay at, depending on what your interests are
and where they
lie.
If you're into the grand kind of hotels, I love sort of the Grand Dame hotels, the places with a lot of history. That's one of your specialties.
Right. And some other people may not want that ornate, huge lobby. They
right.
want a more boutique experience. Room, you know, a hotel that has 30 rooms that's in a more residential area. I want to see how the people really live.
Yes.
And as you know, especially in some of the very major cities of the world, there's a difference in the tourist areas and the residential. The real, like, let's say Paris, for example, how the Parisians live and then in and around the Eiffel Tower are almost two stark different experiences. And so some people want that tourist because they want to be walking distance to all the hot places to go that a tourist wants to see. Other people want, I just want to be in that little bistro that a Parisian would eat at every day for their lunch. That's what I want to experience. That's what we do, is match up the traveler's desires with what they want to experience. And that's where we jump in.
And some of your showcase events, you've got river cruising. Let's go through some of these, because yachting is I remember at last year's event, these were very well-attended seminars. A couple of the big names, Windstar is going to be there, Star Clippers. You've got this lineup is like a who's who
of
the travel industry. And I think it's really saying something about Bon Voyage that brings the cream of the crop of your industry to this showcase.
And we've talked about this quite a bit, but when you use the word cruise, it is vastly different than what it was 25 years ago. And what you mentioned, Windstar, Star Clippers, if you really want a sailing, yachting experience with less than 200 people where they actually are tacking and they really use the sails to move from one port to another, we are going to have those types of supplier partners at our event. If you want something that, like we mentioned, Antarctica or the Galapagos, but you don't really want a hard adventure, maybe physically you're not up to that, we have expedition cruising for someone who's looking for more of a luxurious experience but yet is in an exotic destination. Or you're somebody that wants to ride the Zodiac. I want to land on Antarctica seven different times. I want to walk with the penguins. I want to be up close to the blue-footed booby in the Galapagos. We have that opportunity as well when you're looking at Lindblad versus a Silver Sea. So we try to meet the needs. We use use phrases like this, you and I, a lot. Travel is really in the eye of the beholder. What it you is. Want is going to be different from me. And so that's what we're trying to bring to the showcase.
And I like what you said, matching up folks, because let's face it, people perhaps have mobility issues. That's not a problem in the travel industry. You can accommodate folks with mobility issues. There may be the adventure type travel that doesn't have those issues. So it's all going to depend on what you're looking for.
What you're looking for, what you want to experience. And in a lot of cases, we know that vacation planning is really starts with a dream. And that's what we like to do, is make those dreams come true.
And we've been talking about cruising, but there are the land and guided vacations that are, of course, so popular. If someone wants to go to Africa, you can fix them up with a tented safari, a photographic safari.
Absolutely. And it can be as adventurous as you want it to be. It can be a short one if you want to just go to South Africa and go in and out of Cape Town and make it be a five-night situation. If you want to do 2 weeks in Botswana, and we can expand it out further, one of the hidden gems would be the Canadian Rockies and experiencing it by rail. Yep. Not an experience that most people initially first think of, but I guarantee you, when you are in the glass top railroad situation with Rocky Mountaineer, where you can look up and not have anything in your way to the Canadian Rockies, it's going to be a view unlike any other.
People love that trip on the Rocky Mountaineer, and that trip, by the way, I have friends who've done it, and it combines the grand hotels of the Rockies at Lake Louise and Banff. So, I mean, that is a really wonderful week experience.
And there's lots of people that they don't want to be on a plane for 8 hours.
Yeah.
They don't want to go across the pond. Yeah. Canadian Rockies is the way to go.
All right. Travel Showcase, the Bon Voyage Showcase coming up this Saturday. What do people need to know, Ryan?
You bet. Let's start with go to our website, bvtravel.com. There's an entire site there that shows our presentation schedule. It goes into greater detail about these partners that are becoming. If you haven't heard of or know who Backroads is, that's the little walkways and byways of Europe that you can see literally with a backpack on. So go find out about these suppliers. But the main point, Saturday, noon to 4, Westin La Paloma Travel Showcase. We have over 30 supplier partners. Go to the site, and we'd like to have you RSVP so that we know that you're coming and can stay in touch.
Quickly, Ryan, your two events, your fans can see you where?
My fans, by the way, I do love that. No. If you want to hear about choosing the right river cruise, I'll be doing that at 12:35 in Canyon 2, so we'll have maps for that. So 12:35 is the key for the river cruise seminar. Top travel destinations at 1:55 and 3:35. You won't want to miss it.
Very cool. Westin La Paloma. Ryan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll be right back.
The Tucson Gem and Mineral Society proudly presents the 64th Annual Tucson Gem and Mineral Show.
Well, this is the junior education area. What we have here is a bunch of interactive demonstrations and experiments that kids can enjoy, as opposed to the rest of the show, which has beautiful things but that the kids can't touch. Here we can show the kids beautiful things, but they can also touch them and feel them.
The Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, February 8th through the 11th at the Tucson Convention Center. Go to tgms.org. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Back, Buckmaster Edition midweek. Silver City and Grant County, one of our fine sponsors, would love our Buckmaster Show listeners to sample that beautiful area of the southwestern United States, specifically the southwest corner of New Mexico. Road trip, only 3 hours. That's not bad, just east of Tucson. The great starting place for Silver City and Grant County is their website, southwestnewmexico.org. There you will find the complete listing of really nice places to stay and several dozen great recreation opportunities. Let's go now on the live line to our friend Tony Penn. Tony is the president and CEO of United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Bill. How about you?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. Tony, there's a lot of confusion about the tax changes and how it might affect charity giving. Can you kind of give us your overview on that?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share a few moments with your listeners. And, Bill, the new Tax Cut and Jobs Act law has a doubling of the standard deductions for both individuals and married couples. And many current studies express that could discourage taxpayers from itemizing their standard deductions and perhaps even limiting or lowering their charitable contributions. And that would happen not this tax year, but next tax season. And so that has us a little concerned.
What are you suggesting that folks do now? What are some of the steps that they should consider?
Well, one thing is not to focus on the tax deduction because the needs still in our community will be there, irregardless of that. And it's been my experience, though, Bill, that we have a very charitable community here in Arizona and certainly here in Southern Arizona. And so as we continue to do the work, we just trust that the community will not focus on the tax benefit, but focus on the community benefit, that being able to contribute to very effective organizations like United Way and the 90-plus agencies that we partner with here locally to continue the good work of building a better community for all.
Yeah, and it's been my experience, Tony, 30 years here in town, that really people put the tax break down the list. I think the main concern is they really want to help some of these great charitable organizations that we have that really go toward improving the quality of life in this community.
And certainly that's been my experience for the almost 8 years that I've been a resident here and have the privilege of being able to serve our United Way. But for the almost 18 years now, Bill, that I've been in the not-for-profit sector, we certainly enjoy the fact that people are very charitable in the U.S., and certainly here in the state of Arizona.
Give me the overview of how United Way is doing right now, and I know you set your goals for the upcoming year. Tell me a little bit about how things are going.
Well, we just recently finalized a new strategic plan, which our United Way focus, as we heard from our donors and from our constituents, focuses on the entire life cycle, Bill. And so that is being able to help people attain education and educational attainment from cradle to career, certainly helping people to be able to thrive in their careers by creating financially stable households and helping folks who are socioeconomically challenged, but also even on into retirement is the third phase, and that is helping people to really thrive in even their retirement years. Our United Way locally has a goal of being able to raise in our annual campaign significant dollars, but also we are doing well when it comes to being able to generate and cultivate major gifts here in our community. But Bill, the best part is that we don't stop there. We go out and we compound that effect of your investment here locally by raising dollars even from outside our community and bringing them into Southern Arizona.
You do so many great things. I know this time of year, that free tax preparation really saves the community a lot of time and money. Briefly, Tony, if you would, go over the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, known as VITA, that program.
Well, it's one of our great programs that has a tremendous impact. Just last year, Bill, that program by itself created and generated refunds of $26 million back
wow.
here to Arizona. So that money went back into the pockets of hardworking Arizonans, and that's a free service. The United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona is part of a coalition that's the largest tax preparer in the state of Arizona. We did over 17,000 free tax returns, and we're doing them right now. We're all set up at seven sites around the community. If folks would just go to UnitedWayTucson.org, they will be able to find a site where they can go and get their taxes done for free.
Yeah, that's amazing, and folks may be very surprised to learn that really folks, individuals and families earning up to $66,000 annually can qualify to have have that work done for free, and that's unbelievable.
And it's by IRS trained and certified tax preparers who are mainly volunteers. To help us to get this work done. And you're right, that new threshold of $66,000 is a great one because that puts even middle class folks in that threshold to be able to, who are significantly in the middle class, to be able to come get your taxes done for free, but also Bill gives you an opportunity to connect with other resources that the United Way can offer through many of our partnerships here in the community.
And again, Tony Penn, the best place to go to find out about the schedule, the Pima County preparation sites and those schedules that will be up and running through April 14th, again, where do they go?
Please go to our website, that's unitedwaytucson.org/free file, and you'll be in, connected to those sites, and we'll be happy to serve you.
All right, Tony Penn, thank you very much for your service to the community as president and CEO of the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. We appreciate it, and hope you have a great day, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. That's Tony Penn, who heads up the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. And I was quite honestly surprised that folks could get their taxes done, that threshold is now up to $66,000 annually for families. So that includes a lot of middle-class families that can get free tax preparation. So again, go to the United Way website for more information about that. The post-birthday boy, Mike Shaw, celebrating his birthday yesterday. I don't know if Ray Allen brought out a cake or not. No, he didn't do that. But Mike's got a show this afternoon, as he does each weekday from 4 to 5, and Ray Allen ably assisting Mike with that program. They'll be at it again this afternoon. And then we do, of course, the Buckmaster Show at 12:04 tomorrow. We have Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 9. Do a lot of talk, local talk here too, as well as all of our national shows. One of my favorite follows this program. It's Michael Medved. All right, on behalf of Ray Allen, I am Bill Buckmaster, and we hope you have a great afternoon and evening, and we'll see you tomorrow with our Thursday edition of Buckmaster.